You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to KC Forum right here on this radio station. Kathy Quinn here, and it's public affairs with an entertaining spin. And this weekend, we are going to talk about, let's see, Charlie's House, to find out how you can make sure your house is safe for your toddlers. We also are going to have Duke Tufte coming on because if you want to get married, you can't afford it, but you are in love. Well, Unity Temple on the Plaza is offering free weddings on Valentine's Day. And a bit of Kansas City history, The Bootlegger's Friend, written by a formerly stay-at-home mom. It took her 10 years, but she did it, and it's all about her husband's family. So it's kind of cool. First up, though, we're going to talk to Duke Tufte about free weddings on Valentine's Day. I thought it was really interesting, but Duke, you've been doing this now for many, many years.
Yes, this is our 19th year. And over the 19 years, we've married over 1,000 people. They've come from as far away as 150 miles just for this special occasion. And what it does, Kathy, is it offers a nice church wedding with all the embellishments, absolutely nothing, for people that couldn't have that otherwise. We get people in that are below the poverty line. We get people in that are senior citizens, and they're just going from one Social Security check to another. And when I perform the weddings and I look at the love between the two people as they stare in each other's eyes, every time I well up with tears.
Aw. How many do you think, and this is on Valentine's Day, how many do you think so far you may be marrying that day?
Well, usually we come in around 30, 35. Our highest is 60.
Wow.
This year, the weather might be a big deterrent. But people have to go down and get a license first. So there's about 3 days of thinking time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if for some reason weather closes us down on Valentine's Day, we'll honor the free wedding going forward for the next 10 days.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so how did you come up with this idea?
Well, it was back when I first started in the ministry. At that point in time, I was marrying a lot of people, and my fee was $50, and some people just couldn't afford it.
Mm.
They couldn't afford a church wedding. They wanted me to come to their house. And so finally I said, okay, one day a year I'm going to marry everybody for free. And then give them plenty of notice. They understand that's happening. And it became a greater benefit to me than to the people. I was so heart-filled on that day, surrounded by love, with people of every aspect of our culture. The diversity was just incredible. And some of the weddings that I did were absolutely tear-jerkers.
Aww.
I remember one fellow was in his mid-90s, and his bride was in her late 80s. He was white. She was African-American. And I kind of got the feeling that his wife might have died, and she might have been their assistant or caretaker or domestic help for many years. And I thought, well, he's just, you know what they say, some men want a purse, some men want a nurse. And if he just wants somebody to nurse him through his final years. But when I got up there and they were saying their vows, he welled up with tears. She had a smile on her face that lit up the room, and I knew that was true love.
Oh, that's what it's all about. You're a big romantic, Duke.
I am.
Funny.
That's why I like it so well.
All right, so the response from the community, what do people say to you after, like, oh, my gosh, you made my dream come true? What is something that's really stuck with you?
Well, that's absolutely it. We always wanted this, but we never thought we'd be able to. And some people come in and they got three kids. They're young kids in their 20s, and they just want to make a husband and wife out of themselves. And the kids stand up with them. And, you know, one woman that I remember, she was 7 or 8 months pregnant. She was holding a one-year-old child. They came up from Arkansas just for this occasion. And it just is absolutely a rewarding feeling to provide something to people that they couldn't have otherwise, and that really will be a strong memory for the rest of their lives.
Kind of take us through the process. What do they have to do from start to finish?
Well, the first thing is they just have to register, let us know the time that they want, when they're going to be in. Second thing is they have to go down to the courthouse and get a marriage license, which is relatively easy. And then they just have to show up 15 minutes before time.
And then the whole ceremony, talk about that.
Well, it starts, they get to decide a lot of things. Some people come in and they don't want anything religious, they don't want anything spiritual. They just say, you know, just give us the vows and the rings and a blessing of some sort from you, not God. Fairly simple. Other people want to bring in things that are meaningful to them, like playing their song or a particular piece of poetry that lends itself to the wedding experience. Mm-hmm. One of the most memorable, I had these two kids come in, and they were pagans. And they'd already been married with their own ritual in the forest under a full moon in the summertime. Well, they came in because they wanted it to be legitimatized. And I says, okay, how do you want the ceremony to go? And they said, just as short as possible. I says, okay. And I looked at him. He says, you take her to be your wife? He says, yeah. I said, you take him to be your husband? She says, yeah. I said, I pronounce you husband and wife. Less than 10 seconds. And they skipped on down the road and into a life of total ecstasy, I think. Or they might have been on ecstasy. I don't know.
So we're talking to Duke from Unity Temple on the Plaza. Talk about Unity, because you do a lot of good work in the community.
Well, Unity, Unity Temple is not a church. It is a multi-use facility. It's a community center. We have the biggest 12-step programs in the Midwest, more than anybody else. It is. We have counseling. We have marriage workshops. All sorts of things that can improve somebody's life. We have. It's a cultural center where we have concerts and plays and different things that lend themselves to Kansas City, Missouri. It's a spiritual center. We have all sorts of classes on how people can increase their spiritual awareness and live a life that's more joyful. Unity is free of any dogmatic assertions. We don't tell people, you must believe in this, or you can't believe in that. Mm-hmm. We consider our job to support them in finding a more positive way of life. We call ourselves a center for well-being, and that is applicable to everybody that comes in. For somebody, a homeless person, increase their well-being might be a cup of hot soup. If a widow comes in, it's consoling her during her grieving process. If somebody just got out of prison, it's helping them get established and increase their well-being. So our mission is to support the increase of well-being for all people. And when people come through the door, we don't demand anything from them. We don't say, well, you must believe in this, or you got to believe in that, or you don't belong here unless you take this oath. We accept everybody as they are, and we don't try to change their belief system. We just support them in finding their own path.
Ah, and what the young kids say now, you're not judgy.
Exactly. Yeah. No judgment.
They say no judgy. I did meet a person who had been helped by you all. She had a problem with drinking, and you really, that's the first time I'd heard that it's a wellness. It's where you're getting yourself better, and you did help her. So you did change her life. That's got to feel great.
You know, that is our goal, to help people out of the clutches of addiction, especially because a lot of times their families have disowned them, and they've kind of gone into a hermit state and become a recluse to their friends. And yeah, we bring them out of that and surround them with love and create a social connection with them, with other people that have gone through that. It's just a beautiful experience, Kathy.
You know, we just recently had a concert at Unity Temple, as you know, with the Elders. They do our music here on the radio show. We had the most fabulous experience with everybody on your staff. Christine was great. Everybody was just happy, and the music just added to it, and it was just fabulous. And it's actually, Duke, going to be shown on March the 5th on KCPT.
Great. I'll mark that date down. Let sure everybody here knows it.
Absolutely. All right. So finally, we want folks to come out there. How do they do this? Do they call? What's the number to call?
Well, they can go to simpleceremonies.com. And when they find that, up on the top, there'll be Valentine's Day weddings. Or they can call us, 816-561-4466. Or they can email us at duke@unitytemple.com. Mm-hmm. And once the connection is established, we'll take it from there. We'll just guide them through the steps, and it's a very easy process.
As short as they want, as short as 10 seconds, as long as 15 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Duke, thank you so very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Brothers William and Brandon Cheney service new construction pool companies, pool renovation companies, and private pool owners throughout Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The Cheney Brothers' focus since 2009 has always been to deliver the highest quality plaster, tile, and coping installation services. Midwest Plastering is a pool plastering company specializing in all varieties of pool finishes. Give them a call, 918-728-1572, or look them up on Facebook, or better yet, ask for one of their satisfied customers. The Cheney Brothers Midwest Plastering, their focus, customer satisfaction.
Good morning. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to KC Forum, Public Affairs with an Entertaining Spin, and we are going to talk about a very interesting book. It's called The Bootlegger's Friend, and it's historical. It's about Kansas City, and we've got Claire Blondo on the line, and this is something that was very close to your heart to write, correct?
Oh, yes. It's been a very long process, but yes, I'm very happy with the outcome.
All right. How is this book connected to your life, Claire?
My life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm married to Tom Blondo, who is the third generation in a liquor company that his grandfather started just after Prohibition. And his grandfather during Prohibition was a bootlegger.
Oh, my.
So Tom, yeah. So Tom grew up hearing all of these stories from his grandparents. And went into the liquor business that Grandpa started, and now he's still there for almost 40 years, and our son is also in the company.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Yeah.
What history there is. That's what I meant. I knew it was connected to your life that way. All right.
Right.
So I knew your, well, I know your husband, but I knew your husband's dad, and he was a character.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He was a real character. A lot of big personalities in the Blondo family.
All right, so the Blondo family, a lot of kids. Your husband's one of how many?
He's one of nine. The youngest died at age 3 in 1968, I believe. 68, yes. But he's number 6 of 9.
Wow.
He has 4 brothers and 3 sisters, and they're all here in the Kansas City area.
And they're all characters themselves. What did they think about this book?
Well, they're all, I think, reading it. There's not a lot of big readers in the family. A couple of them are reading through it. My one sister-in-law had some problem with one of the chapters, and we talked it out, and I had to remind her that this is a work of fiction. Mm-hmm. Although many of the events and characters in it are real people, based on real people, but I've had to change some names here and there.
Right.
But I think it's being well received.
Have you ever written a book before?
Oh, no. This was the first one, and it took me start to finish. It took me almost 10 years.
Oh.
And I did it. Yeah, I did it. At the time, I was a stay-at-home mom raising four children and everything that goes along with that. So I had the time to do it.
Well, not really raising four kids. You probably did it when you could, you know, a minute here. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what we're talking about, The Bootlegger's Friend, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it begins in 1921 when Grandpa came to America from Sicily through Ellis Island. Mm-hmm. And his sponsor was his uncle, Jimmy Balestrieri, and set him up with the liquor business, which already was illegal because Prohibition had begun. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do what you have to do. And he then soon after met Johnny Lazzie, who was into politics, and they just hit it off and had a lot of shenanigans that they participated in, and they had just formed a lifelong friendship until the end, which I don't want to divulge it because it. To people who don't know the story, there is kind of a surprise ending, I guess you'd have to say.
Gosh, this was interesting because you were able to take stories from your husband's family and and relive them.
Oh, yes. And I actually went so far as to corroborate some that people had heard stories but didn't really know details. So I have over the years purchased a number of books from the era about Tom Pendergast and some of the other things, the Union Station Massacre, and some of the other things that happened. And I was able to corroborate some of the family stories with actual historical events that occurred.
You know,
and that was very fun.
I was going to say, Kansas City is a large city, but it's actually very, very small. For instance, Pendergast, the great niece, lived right by me, and her son just moved, Mike Pendergast, recently, and I used to hear stories from her. And then from the massacre, you've got the Dr. Caffrey, who lived, you know, 110th and State Line. He's no longer with us. But, I mean, we all went to school with all these people.
Yes. Yes, in fact, the grandson of Ray Caffrey, who was murdered in the Union Station Massacre, is a good friend of Joe Blondo, and I've met him at a party and spoke with him at length. Kansas City is a very big, small town.
Exactly. That's what it is. All
yes.
Right. So where do you come from, Claire?
I was born and raised in Houston, Texas.
Oh, boy.
But I graduated from the University of Missouri in journalism school. My dad had gone there. And I was always drawn to the Midwest. I never saw myself spending my life in Texas. So I just was kind of compelled to come to Kansas City. And after I graduated, I met my husband, who was from here. And the rest is history, so they say.
My goodness. How do you feel about yourself after writing this book?
Well, I hope to continue it. There's so much that happened after Prohibition, and especially in the liquor business. I would love to continue writing.
Wow.
And that's kind of on the back burner now, but it's something I think about.
I think it's great. Do it, Claire. Just do it.
I will try. I definitely will try.
I think it's fabulous that, you know, you persevere 10 years. I mean, raising four children is not a small feat. So you had a lot of work to do there with the kids, and you were able to get it out. How has it been? What is everybody saying about it? Tell us about where they can get it and, you know, how's it been received?
Well, it's being well received. It's a slow process. I'm not active on social media. I'm not real adept at social media, but I do have a Facebook page. Under my Facebook, it's called The Bootlegger's Friend, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's available on Amazon and it's available on Kindle, and it's not costly by any means. The print version is available to that's only $10. The digital version is only $3, and I've been running some free promotions that are available to me. And in fact, if anyone wants to email me, I can send them a link for a free copy of it. I'd be glad to do that.
What's your email, Claire?
It's blondo.claire@gmail.com, and that's blando.claire, C-L-A-R-E. Do not put an I in. Mm-hmm. It spells like St. Claire, okay, @gmail.com.
Oh, man. I need to do the audio portion of that, Claire.
The audio book?
Yeah.
You mean you want to narrate the audio?
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Let's do it. No, I can't wait. I've gone through part of it. I'm waiting to read the whole thing. And I know folks out there will be interested in it because it's a piece of, you know, Kansas City history. And you'll probably recognize people in there. I think it's great because the family members can go back and say, man, this is part of what we were.
Yeah, definitely. I hope they have a good feeling for it. Aunt Grace, who's 91 years old, bless her heart, she and her caregiver are going through it little by little, and I think they're enjoying it. I haven't heard any negative comments, and I told Grace from day one, there's nothing in the book that will reflect negatively on the family. And there really wasn't any way. I mean, this family is very non-controversial. They're just normal and happy and healthy and funny, and, you know,
And loud.
It's a good read. It's loud. It's a very loud family. You can't get a word in edgewise, but I'm used to it. But, you know, it's a good read. I hope everyone enjoys it. My sister-in-law said she's it's well-written and well-researched were her comments. So I appreciate that.
Wow.
But if anyone who does get it from Amazon, please leave a review on Amazon. And you can't really, there's really no such thing as a negative review. If you have anything negative to say about it, write it down, because it's helpful, it's constructive. And I'd be glad to hear it and respond to it. And anything they want to add, I would be glad to hear that.
Very good. Claire Blondo, The Bootlegger's Friend, and you need to get more savvy on social media, Claire. You have four kids. Have them do it.
Yeah, I'm trying, and they're good at what they're not good about it is teaching me how to do it. They'll say, here, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. And they'll just sit down and do it for me when that doesn't really help me learn. So I do need to sit down and learn how to navigate all of these platforms.
And you know what? You can do it. You can do it. It'll be easy. No problem. All right, my dear. So good luck to you. And I want to hear about your next book very, very soon. I just want you to know that you've inspired people out there, that if they've got a dream, if they want to do it, you can do it. Look at Claire. It took 10 years
absolutely
to follow this dream, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, for sure.
We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Would you like to make a stunning statement to any room in your house in just 4 to 6 weeks? You can with Plantation Shutters from Byrne Custom Shutters. Ian Byrne and his craftsmen custom build Plantation Shutters using only select and better solid hardwoods. Plantation shutters are efficient and offer precise control of sunlight and heat. Plantation shutters also provide lots of privacy. Nothing finishes off a room like custom-built plantation shutters by Burn Custom Shutters. Give your room a view that makes a statement. Check out these beautiful shutters at BYRNECustomwood.com or call 913-894-4777. Delivery in just 4 to 6 weeks. Call now at 913-894-4777.
All right, if you've just tuned in, we are going to talk about Charlie's House and Charlie's Ball. We have Brett Horn with us. How are you, Brett?
I'm great, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, and I'm very excited to hear about Charlie's Ball. But you know what? I know what Charlie's House is. Why don't you give us a little history?
Well, Charlie's House is a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, and our mission is to prevent accidents and injuries to children in and around the home. We've been around for about 11 years. Unfortunately, it was started after a tragic accident in my own home. Where my son Charlie, only 2 and a half at the time, was killed when a dresser in his own room, the dresser was only 30 inches high, tipped over and took his life.
Oh, my. So from this, Charlie's House, you want to help other parents not go through what your family has gone through.
Absolutely. You know, the in-home accidents are the number one cause of hospitalization for children ages birth to 11 years old. It's not cancer, it's accidents. There are things that can be prevented. And of course, as a parent who lost a child to an accident in the home, I just really want to encourage everyone to take the time to make sure that you go through your house and you do absolutely everything possible to ensure that it's the safest environment for your children.
So your mission statement is, or your mission, as you mentioned already partly, is to keep these kids safe. How do you do that? How does Charlie's House do that?
Well, we give out tons of hundreds of thousands of Charlie's checklists, little safety checklists for you to go around your home. We give out safety supplies to those who can't afford them. You can go to our website for that. www.charlieshouse.org. And we are speak at many, many events, community events throughout the year. And we are actually building the nation's first safety demonstration home on Hospital Hill. So that'll be a great community center where parents and caregivers can come and learn how to properly child-proof their home.
And when is that going to start?
Well, we've broken ground, and hopefully it's going to warm up here soon so we can really get the wheels turning on it, but hopefully in the fall of 2019.
All right. And I was there with you. Was that about 8 months ago, 10 months ago we were there, we were talking about it?
It was, yes. Okay. Yeah. You know, the red tape you sometimes have to get done before you break ground, but we have officially broken ground, and we are on the way.
All right, so Charlie's Ball is the second annual creative black tie event for the whole family. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a fun event for families to come to. It's going to be on February 23rd at Union Station. And basically, it's a family creative black tie event. We say creative black tie because we don't expect you to go out and buy a tux for your 4-year-old. But certainly it's a nice event where the family can dress up. They can go out with mom and dad and have a gala type experience with Mr. Stinky Feet and lots of balloons and games and characters walking around. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very fun family event.
So it looks like, gosh, you're going to have dinner, your program, an auction, a silent auction. I love auctions. I'm dangerous at auctions.
Then you need to come.
Dancing, games, and so much more. You know, I know it's a bittersweet for you because you wish you didn't have to do this. But at the same time, because it did happen, this is something that'll carry on his legacy.
Absolutely. It's my wife, Jenny, and I share Charlie's story almost daily still 11 years later. But it is. It's a... We had decided initially, right after the accident, that if we could lend his story to help prevent this type of accident and in any other in-home accidents, to help prevent those types of accidents from occurring, that we were happy to do so.
Is there anything that where people, like, for instance, you said that checklist, is there a website where they can go to learn about it? Do you ever send people out to people's houses, or is there anything like that, any sort of a service like that?
Well, absolutely. The Charlie's Checklist you can reference on our website, www.charlieshouse.org.
All right. Charlie's Ball, February the 23rd. Well, that's it for us this week, and I'm Kathy Quinn. Thank you to Katie Connors, executive producer, and Drina Byrne, associate producer, engineer Ed Walker, and Doug Medlock with The Voice. And, of course, the elders allowing us to use their music. And this has been a production and sponsored by KQKC, Broadcasting Music and Educational Foundation. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.